Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Lilydale Radio. I'm Colleen van der Zijden. The name of the show is called Embracing Your Essence. This radio show is also being broadcast live on Facebook, and this is sponsored by Lilydale Assembly. And if you haven't heard about Lilydale Assembly, I'll just give you a little bit of a rundown on that. Lilydale Assembly is the largest spiritualist community in the world, and people from all over the world do come to visit and study there. People come to study with mediums. They come to study all sorts of classes that happen in the summer, and they also come for readings. Now, I am Colleen van der Zijden. I am a registered medium there, and I'm also a certified life coach, and as a life coach, I help people basically handle their problems and create the life they want to have. Hello, Charlotte. Nice to see you, and Candace as well. Nice to see you guys tonight. So we took a little bit of a leave from our radio shows because we were busy with the summer season at Lilydale. So we are resuming, and all the shows, I think, are up this week for sure. I know Willa started last week. Her show is Wednesday morning at 10, and Celeste Elliott is Thursday at 10. John White is 8 o'clock Wednesday night, and mine is Tuesday at 8 p.m. I've heard there's a new show coming with MK Rowland, but I don't know the details of that. So we will, when I find out, I will let you know. So before we start, I do want to talk about the Fall Fest. At Lilydale, there will be a Fall Fest on September 20th through the 22nd. That weekend, there are going to be all sorts of events, all sorts of things happening, workshops and things to do. I know there's a mediumship demonstration in Saturday night, I think, in the auditorium there. So if you're going to be in the area, I recommend you go. I can't go because I'm actually playing a concert in Erie that weekend, so I won't be there, but I recommend you go. If I wasn't playing, I would be there. So we changed up our shows just a little bit. Our shows are actually going to be a little bit shorter now. We're going to be about a half hour long. And if you've watched me before, and I know many of you have, you know that's going to be a struggle for me because I always went overtime, even with an hour. So we'll see what happens tonight. I don't know. So the plan is to talk a little bit and then take a caller or two and go from there. And the reason you can call in if you want to. If you have questions about spirituality matters, metaphysical things, if you want to ask questions about mediumship, healing, anything, energy work, whatever, I love to talk about those things. You can call in if you want to talk about the topic of the day, and today's topic is going to be living a spiritual life. And you can also call in if you have certain problems and you're looking for strategies, ideas to help you handle your problems, maybe spiritual strategy, something that can help you look at your problems from a higher perspective. You can also call in for a brief mediumship reading, and they will be brief. So to call in, I'm going to talk first. So I'm not going to take any callers for at least 15 minutes. But if you want to call in, the number is 818-739-8818. So, hi, Leanne. Nice to see you here. I'm sorry I missed you at Lilydale. I did get to see some other people from the radio show this year at Lilydale, so that was fun. So tonight we are talking about living a spiritual life. And so many times when we think about living a spiritual life, I think many of us go back to how we were brought up as children. If we were in a traditional religion and told certain things about how we should act, how we should behave, but also sometimes we were told things that had to do with religion or spirituality. And sometimes we have these beliefs that have kind of infiltrated our consciousness and have affected us in certain ways. So sometimes when people think about living a spiritual life, we have these preconceived ideas that it means certain things to each of us. Now, my theory, my philosophy is that we all have our own way of living a spiritual life. And with that, comes our own perceptions, our own ideas. Now, that can go against some religious organizations because they will tell you that there's a certain way to live and a certain way to act, okay? I'm not saying all of them. I'm saying some of them, okay? So nobody get upset here. You know how some of them can be a little bit more, they're more dogma and creed, you know? And as spiritualists, we don't really have as much of that as some of the other places. Let's see, Charlotte, I'm a practicing psychic medium and I really need some guidance. Awesome. Hopefully we'll talk to you. That will be fun to talk about. Now, I was watching a TV show the other night and it was very interesting because there was a person in this show who was intent on living the best spiritual life that he could possibly live. Now, his idea of living a spiritual life was to do whatever anybody asked of him. So if somebody wanted something of his and they asked for it, say his shoes or his clothes, whatever it was, he would literally take them off his back or off his feet if they were shoes and hand them to the person. If somebody told him that they wanted him to do something, he would just do it. And in his mind, being spiritual meant that he was here to please other people. He was here to be of service and keep them happy no matter what. And as we first started looking at this show, it was very interesting because in the beginning I thought, oh, this guy, he's something. He's a person of service. He's really helping other people. He's very attentive to other people. He's obviously trying to operate at his highest and his best. But as the TV show kept going, you could see this, there was this anger underneath him. And you could see that the way he was acting was not in alignment with who he really was. He was acting out of whatever belief system he'd come across that he needed to be totally selfless, totally selfless. He had no needs of his own. It was always based on everybody else's needs and wants. And of course, as you know, as if we do that, if we base all our actions and our beliefs and everything on other people's needs and wants, we will not be living a life that's in alignment with ourselves. We will not be feeling fulfilled. And our life could actually feel like we don't have much purpose or meaning in it if we're not living true to ourselves. It was very interesting watching this show because by the end of it, this guy, he seemed like he was just crazy. So there was something going on there too as well. Now, a little while ago, I had a client who came in for a reading. And as I was communicating with his people on the other side, it became very clear that this was a person who is a very kind, considerate, loving person. And as I was talking to him, I said, you know, they're giving me the impression you're a very spiritual person. And he said, no, I'm not a spiritual person. And I said, well, that's interesting because that's what they're telling me. And I said, let me describe what I think that means. And then we'll see if it makes sense to you. And okay, before I do that, I want to see what Leanne wrote. I keep seeing a particular mime at events this summer, and I couldn't help but to think she is living her best spiritual life possible. She is so intent just being, no words, just actions. Now that is an interesting story. So Leanne's talking about seeing a mime and talking about how that's living her best spiritual life. Now that is an awesome, awesome example. So as I was talking to this client and I was talking about what it meant to me to be living a spiritual life, and I said, this may fit you. I said, it's somebody who's living in alignment with themselves, somebody who's doing the best they can to be a happy, healthy person, somebody who's here operating from their highest and their best, and they're trying to be a good person is basically what it comes down to. And I said, and I know that you're a very loving person, a very kind person, so my definition of you would be that you are living a spiritual life. And he looked at me with this, he just looked kind of surprised by this. And he said, I've never really thought of it that way. I've always thought that living a spiritual life was a different way to live. I didn't really think about it as a way to live that's true to myself, living for my highest and my best. And he said, but when you put it that way, I do feel that I am living a spiritual life. So for him, he probably was brought up the same way I was and many other people, thinking that a spiritual life is a certain way, you know, back to the religion thing again. And for him, when I said that he looked very spiritual to me and felt very spiritual, it didn't jive with what his understanding was. But when I just explained it in a different way, then he understood what I was saying. So when I think about this, you know, living your own spiritual life, you know, so many times I'll have clients or coaching clients, or I'll be teaching class or workshop someplace, and I'll be talking about living a spiritual life. And the first thing we have to decide is, what is your personal definition of a spiritual life? What do you think is a spiritual life? And when you start looking at the different ideas that might come into your head, then you can start deciding if they make sense to you or not. Do you want to keep those ideas or not? I think all of us could probably agree that love should be a very big part of living a spiritual life. I would expect that many of us, if not all of us, would think that that is a foundation for all spiritual living, as well as it should be as well for all religions. So I think we can agree on that, that love has to be a big part of it. Now, to throw some interesting thoughts into that mix there, with love, we understand we should be loving and kind to other people. But we also know sometimes, don't we, that it can be very difficult to be loving and kind with other people, because sometimes people are not the friendliest. So that's something we have to figure out. How can we be loving to somebody that we just don't like? What if they're a jerk? What if they're a horrible, horrible person? Okay, I've talked about this before. If you're new, this will be new for you. The rest of you heard this before. We can't change anybody else. We can only change ourselves. Loving somebody doesn't mean we put up with their crap. Okay, that doesn't mean we suppress ourselves and deny ourselves and ignore our wants and needs ourselves. Okay, so we can still love somebody and we can let them go. Okay, you all understand, if you've had a relationship where you've had to let go of somebody, that you can still love them, but it may not be best to be together anymore. So you can still love them and let them go. You can also love somebody, send love to somebody that you don't like. You can just say, I'm sending them love, and you just send them positive energies. These days in the world, as we all know, we need to be as positive as possible. We have to counterbalance some of the negative energies that are out there. And we don't have to, if we disagree with somebody, we don't have to call them names. We don't have to put them down. We don't have to be negative. We can disassociate from that, detach from that energy, and still send them positive energies. Now, speaking of love, we also have loving ourselves, which sometimes I think is a lot harder to do, because we are so used to criticizing ourselves and putting ourselves down. We don't pay attention to ourselves and we don't honor ourselves. So as a foundation for living a spiritual life, we do have loving other people as well as ourselves. That is something to consider. Some other things that we can consider, and I'm not going to go into great depth on these things. I'm looking to see what time it is, because you know I talk too much. Some other things to consider if you want to live a life that is more spiritual. Once you've decided what that means to you, and that's important, so take a minute or two, a half hour, do a meditation, figure out what you think it is. Just see what feels right to you. Don't do this and go, well, I need to be this way because that's what's expected. No. No. Some people, when they are living a spiritual life, they are of service to others. Okay, that is something I do. I've been doing my whole life. I'm of service to others. I'm here to help other people. Most people are like that, but there are some people that to be of service to others doesn't work for them. It just doesn't. So we don't have to judge them. We don't have to think they're not spiritual because they're not out there in the trenches helping people, because their light that they shine on their own, wherever they are and whatever situation they're in, is still positively affecting the world, is still positively affecting the people around them, even if they're not hands-on in the trenches helping people, okay? So being of service may be important to you, and if it is, that can be part of your spiritual life. We want to move into things like intention, living with intention. You have to be mindful. You have to be paying attention. You have to be paying attention to what you're saying, what you're doing. You have to be paying attention to what's going on around you. And that's easy to do for about 30 seconds, and then it's not anymore. So you have to try as best you can. And then if it doesn't work out so well, don't beat yourself up. You just keep trying. You want to live your best life. Okay, so the other thing, of course, we have that's important that goes along with all of these things is gratitude. If we are living a life of gratitude, we are appreciating what's happening around us. We're appreciating the people around us. We're appreciating how our life is going, even when it's not going well. If we appreciate things and express gratitude, that creates more positive energy and will bring more to us. Allison is saying, I have been healing so I can be of better service to others. And that is awesome. We, as humans, spend much of our time healing from past traumas, healing from past hurts, healing from situations that have brought us down and have negatively impacted us, healing from our own negative thoughts, healing from other people's negative energies directing at us, healing from physical illnesses and ailments. Yes, and so healing is a natural process that goes along with living a spiritual life. Thank you, Allison, for throwing that in there. Yes, it goes along with this because as we learn and grow and we live our lives, we continue to heal. We continue to become our best selves. When we're born, way back when we're little babies, we are born as pure souls. And everything is great for a while, and then life comes in. We start picking up those unconscious, unaware beliefs that just come in and influence our decisions, our actions, what we believe to be true. And so my theory, as of today, it could change tomorrow, it could change in 5 minutes, is that the purpose of life is to live here in the physical existence, reclaiming our soul, reclaiming our essence, reclaiming our spirituality, getting back to who we are, and living fully and completely in the physical life. So when we think sometimes about a spiritual life, we think, oh, I've got to go off and meditate for 5 hours a day. I need to be in a cave someplace and meditate. I need to, you know, whatever. And if that's right for you, then yes, go do it. But it's not right for everybody. And we can't live our whole lives meditating 20 hours a day. We're here to live in the physical. So the integration between the spirituality and the physical is so very important. When I first started my spiritual path, all I could think of was, oh, I don't want to do any of these things anymore, all these physical things anymore. I don't want to work at this job. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. I just want to be high all the time in my spiritual place. And then I finally came back to my senses again and realized that that's not the way to live. If I can integrate my spirituality into my physical existence, then I am living in alignment with my soul and my spirit. So those are some thoughts to think about. Now, something else, of course, we can to strengthen our spirituality, to reconnect. Of course, we have prayers and affirmations, those kinds of things. And most of us probably do prayer quite regularly, at the very least, a conversation with God, the universe, the spirits, whoever. We'll do all those conversations. Now, before I wrap this up a little bit, I got a couple more minutes of talking. Let me see the time again. Okay, good. I do want to give you the telephone number to call in, which is 818-739-8818. I'll do it again. 818-739-8818. Okay, so you can call in if you have questions. I know somebody had asked something and needed guidance. I can't remember who it was, but if you want to call in, I can talk to you. Okay, some more things to talk about with living a spiritual life is we want to trust. Trust is huge, absolutely huge. There's a book out there called Trust. It's this thick. It is like an inch and a half thick, and it talks about four different ways to trust. It's a great book. I recommend reading it if you're interested in that. But we have to trust that whatever is happening in our lives is happening for our highest and our best. That's hard to do when we have lost. Somebody has passed to the other side. It can be very hard for us to trust that's right, that's part of our life. But isn't it a fact also that people die? Unfortunately, yes. Everybody dies. So when we have a loss, once we get past the initial trauma of it, okay, and we have to work through the emotions and process all of that. And that does take some time, but once we work through that, then we move into an acceptance. And then we can also recognize that when we trust that whatever's happening is there for our highest and best. When my brother passed many years ago now, he was young, he was 16 when he passed. At that point, I was quite spiritually inclined, not as much as I am now, but quite spiritually inclined. But after he passed, there were so many interesting things that happened that I would not have experienced if he hadn't passed. Not the least of which, and I did mention this once before, so I apologize if you've heard it previously, but not the least of which was when we were in the funeral in the church, and it was I think it was a Methodist church or something, but it was one of those churches that had a very steep roof, one of these. It was very steep. And at one point during the service, the minister said, Hans, that was my brother's name, Hans put his hand in the hand of God and walked with him during this illness and in his passing. And at that very moment, and I am not kidding you here, at that very moment, we heard footsteps go up one side of the roof of the church and down the other, okay? Craziness. We all went like this and went, oh, my God. That was amazing, okay? That was amazing. Now, granted, yes, there's no way. I don't want to make this sound light here. I would rather have my brother here, as I know all of us would want our loved ones who are on the other side to still be here. But life has a way of having us die, and people die. So even though the grief is strong, we've got to look for those positives that are around there and trust that there's something there for us. And for me, it was important to have this recognition of that spiritual connection to know that, yes, he was on the other side. Yes, he was still alive. Yes, he could bring us signs, and he could bring us everything we needed. And this is important. And for me, when I go for a reading, I know they're there. I don't need to worry about it. Nothing has changed. I don't see them physically, but they're still there. And again, never wanting to make light of this. It takes time to get to that point, okay? So it takes time. So with that, trusting that everything that's happening in your life is there for your highest and your best, is there to help you learn and grow. Again, because I know somebody out there is probably going, but, okay, but let me tell you the but. If you have a but, that's because you haven't moved into the trust yet. You may still be in the grieving process. You may be still struggling with something. You might still be resisting something that's happening in your life, and you haven't moved into acceptance yet. So that's okay, okay? Feel what you need to feel. And then you'll get into the place you need to be in, okay? You have to feel it. Next year at Lilydale, we are going to, I hope I can announce this, I'm going to anyway, we are going to be doing a grief weekend, okay? We're going to do a grief weekend. Isn't it amazing when you think about this that we have been in this business for so long, helping people handle their grief, that we didn't have a grief weekend before now? So whoever's idea that was, matter of fact, practical, great idea, brilliant. So we are going to have this grief weekend, and on this weekend, they're going to do some things, and this is tentative as far as I know, like a butterfly release. Somebody's going to give a workshop or a talk on messages from our loved ones on the other side. Somebody else is going to talk about connecting with our loved ones on the other side. I'm going to talk about processing your grief and moving through it so that you can truly honor your loved one's presence. The people on the other side, they want us to be happy. I have never, ever, ever had a spirit come in during a reading and say to me something like, oh, wow, I'm so happy they're sad. I hope they stay sad for the rest of their life. I hope they stay stuck. I hope they this. What they say is, I want them to stop crying. I want them to be happy. I want them to live that meaningful, purposeful life. Time goes by so fast on the other side. There is no time. So everything is, for them, is so instantaneous. For us, we are the ones that have to go through the time and waiting until it's our time to pass so we can reconnect with our people. So we have these ideas that come through, that the spirits will show us. So with this grief weekend next year, it's going to be really, I think, quite powerful to help people move into understanding fully and trusting that our loved ones are there on the other side, waiting for us and looking over us now, watching over us is a better way of putting that, watching over us and making sure we're okay. And you can talk to them at any point, at any time, and they will hear you. It's awesome, okay? So trusting whatever's happening in your life, trusting the process of life going also, and trusting yourself. Eric is asking, do spirits ever get sad? Eric Brown, Heather Popinski. Okay, so I'm not sure which one of you is asking me. But no, they do not get sad. Spirits do not get sad. They have such a higher perspective. This is all based on my opinion, my experiences, okay? Every time I have talked to a spirit, communicated with a spirit, and all my reading and studying, they don't experience the same human emotions we experience. They don't miss us, okay? Sometimes people get upset if they think that. They don't need to miss us. They're right here. They're right next to us. They're here with us all the time. So we have, they have the ability to connect with us all the time. They aren't sad because they are back home, if you will, in the universal energy of love and light, in the God energy, if you believe in the God energy, the heaven, they are there and they are happy there. People are generally relieved to know that any pains they had, any problems with their bodies have faded away. They don't have them anymore. They're just gone. It's that just the way it is. They're gone and they're back to their true essence and who they are. Okay, so let's see. Hold on, checking my time, because you know I'm a talker. Okay, now we have some other things. One more thing I think I want to talk about. Hold on. Yes, that's very important. When we are living a spiritual life, when we're living in alignment with ourselves, something that's important, and all of these ideas, these suggestions for you are in no particular order. They're just whatever's popping into my head. Right at this moment, with I got a little list next to me and seeing how it flows, you know, is awareness. We have to be aware. And awareness is what will change your whole perspective, will change your whole life. You have to be aware, like I talked about in the beginning, of being what your definition of living spiritually is to you. And so you have to be aware of that. You have to be aware of what you believe now, and if you want to change things, then you have to be open and aware of how you're acting and what you want to change in that way, if there is anything you want to change. Personally, I like to have goals. I'm always working on something, some idea, some thought, something to expand my awareness, to expand my spirituality. For me, my spirituality is who I am. That's what I want to be strongest in, and that is what I really strive to be the best at that I can. By my own opinions, nobody else's opinions, okay? Same thing for you. Your opinions, what you want, how you want to live, that's the way to do it. We want to be aware of the beliefs we have, and then we also want to be aware that sometimes we get triggered, something happens in life, and we have a reaction. And what we want to do instead is to make conscious choices, to live meaningful with purpose, with intention, to make those choices, to be conscious and aware as we're responding to life's issues. And again, that doesn't mean to dismiss your emotions, hide them, ignore them, suppress them. You have to process them, which means you have to feel them. If you don't feel them, you will get stuck in the emotions and you won't be able to move past them. And that is a problem. And we've all been there and we'll probably all be back there again, but that can be a problem. So, you know, those times where you really want to say something, but you don't say it because you might offend somebody, or those times where you're feeling sad, but you don't want to cry in front of somebody. Or sometimes we just have to let them out, and that's the way to do it. And when we're doing that, when we're experiencing our emotions, we're actually living a very spiritual life, because then we are living our lives fully and completely. We're living our lives to our highest and our best. We're living our lives feeling what we're supposed to be feeling, living it in so many different ways. Now, nobody really called in, which has made me wonder if my telephone number was right. It is right. I'm just checking, but that's okay. I don't mind. What I want to do too, I guess I'm going to wrap that up. So living a spiritual life, that was some ideas for you. But what I really want to do on one of these shows is that if you have questions you want to ask, you can ask them in the Facebook feed and then I can answer them. So, well, thank you, Tom, for coming right in on a question, which you did just as I was talking. Would it be accurate to say that people are just people on the other side? Ooh, that's a good one. I've had a couple of interesting perceptions on that over the years. I've heard people say that we are ourselves on the other side. We still have our personality and all of those things. And I do believe that's one aspect of ourselves. And I like the idea of people just people on the other side. I might change it to be, would it be accurate to say that spirits here, we are all of spirit, our spirit on the other side as well. So people are spirit. So we still have those aspects of our personality and we can still be normal and all of that stuff as we were here. But we also have a higher perspective because we're directly connected to that energy over there. So I don't know if that really answered your question. Yeah, it's interesting because when a spirit comes in a reading, they're going to show those aspects of personality so we know who they are, so we know what they were like here, so we know we're talking to them on the other side. Because if somebody just came in and they didn't do any of that, then how do we know it's true, right? So, yeah, interesting thought. People on the other side. I'm going to think on that a little bit more. So, anyway, what I was going to say, and I took off on Tom's question, is I want to do things like that. So if you have questions, now this is not the place to say, am I going to pass my bar exam? Am I going to find my perfect partner? Not those kinds of questions, okay? I'm not going to do psychic stuff. This is a Lilydale show, and in Lilydale, it's all about the mediums. You're welcome, Tom. So it's all about mediumship and connecting with spirits on the other side. My being a medium and also a certified life coach, I'm an intuitive life coach, I'm always big on that too. I'm always wanting to help people look at things from a different angle, and I love teaching things, especially about spirituality, because, like I said, it is a very big part of me. So let me see how I'm doing. Let me see. Oh, not bad. I'm only 2 minutes over. That's pretty good. Remember last year when I go like 10, 15 minutes over? That's pretty good. So I will wrap this up. What you want to do, if you want to connect with me, you can see me at psychicmediumcolleen.com is a quick link. If you want to be brave, colleenvanderzijden.com. It's just as it sounds, colleenvanderzijden.com. If you want to see what's going on at Lilydale, and there are things going on off-season, okay, we have that Fall Fest coming up September 20th, the weekend there, lilydaleassembly.org. You can find me on Facebook. If you're watching me on Facebook, you're already on my page, Colleen Vanderzijden, and medium and intuitive life coach. Lilydale also has, of course, social media. You can follow Lilydale there. We do have other radio shows, like I was telling you. So there is one tomorrow morning at 10 in the morning, another one at 8 p.m., John White. I don't know if he's doing Facebook Live yet. I'm not sure. Thursday morning is Celeste at 10 o'clock. And once I find out about MK's show, I'll let you know on that. So I guess I will wrap up because we have decided to make the show shorter this year. And we'll see how that goes, especially for me. And I do really want to thank you for watching and listening. It's been fun reconnecting with you again. I haven't seen you in so long. It's been months, literally months. So it's very nice to reconnect. If you have any questions, feel free to contact me, Facebook, website, whatever. If you have suggestions for things you want me to talk about, I love to hear them because if you want something in particular, I'd love to talk about it. I have lots of ideas, but I'd love to hear yours as well. So, you know, what time do we have? Yeah, I'm a little bit over, but oh well, what can we do? Okay, so next week, maybe I'll go back to do my random readings again too. That was fun last year, so we'll do that. So thank you guys so much for watching and listening, and I will talk to you next week on Tuesday at 8 p.m. Bye.